I will gladly answer any questions to the best of my ability.
Thank you, Senator. Yes, Representative Dill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would you be open to any type of a compromise, meaning like perhaps 9 miles, since two states already have 9 miles? They must have had some rationale and some legality behind it. So if we went with 9 miles, it seems like it might be something that could be easily defensible.
I am open to any and all kind of discussion in terms of finding a solution here. I figure it's better to open with a bigger ask and then start with something small and then work backwards from there. That said, I think the question there would be, and I would defer to individuals who are more experienced in the lobster industry than I am, like Representative Billy Bob Falkenham, who is as much a lobster expert as anyone I know, whether or not 9 miles would actually be sufficient for our lobster industry. But I appreciate the question and the spirit in which it is asked, Representative Dill.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's got to be some records somewhere here, maybe with the department, because I remember hearing when I was growing up that it was around 9 miles instead of three. I'd be curious to see. There's got to be something here and why it was changed. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say partly in bringing this forward to the committee, I'm kind of hoping we can get some answers on that. I know even on the bus tour, when we went up to Washington County and we were at the Down East Institute, I was there trying to grill the people who I thought, you know, might have some knowledge of the history of this. And even they didn't know, you know, when that change took place and why it took place. So I'm hoping that the fact that we're having a public hearing on this and a future work session on this, we may be able to get some answers in the history of how Maine was put into this position.
So I imagine the DMR representatives might be able to answer that. But if not, Elena, could you make sure that we have that for the work session? Thank you. Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Brakey, thank you for bringing this forward. Thank you for being here today. And I remember going on with Billy Bob Falkenham as well out on his boat. And I told him I picked potatoes and raked blueberries and cut wood, and he said, good, stand right there and don't move. But all went well. Have you discussed at all any of this with DMR prior to today?
No, I've not.
Okay. And if you don't mind my asking, do you know, was there a reason why you hadn't consulted with them at all on that issue?
No particular reason other than I expect and hope that those conversations will take place in a serious manner now that this legislation has been brought forward.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Seeing no other questions, thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.
Are there any co-sponsors in the room who would like to testify in favor? Welcome.